Okay, today's daf is Shkalim, daf Yud Dalet, and we are on Yud Gimel Amud Beis, Yerushalmi, and we just are talking about the discussion of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. We have the Mishnah. The Mishnah spoke about if somebody, little by little, as the Gemara explained, protrot, little by little, if somebody gets their Shkalim together, right, he has a cup, and every couple of days he throws in a couple of little coins that says, this is for my shekel, this is for my shekel. So whatever's left over at the end, and you see there's more than what's needed, so Beis Shammai says the leftovers is nedava, right? The leftovers belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, because you already designated it. And Beis Hillel says, no, that was a mistake. Mosaron chulin. It's a mistake, because hektish betoos, lav shmei hektish, says Beis Hillel. If somebody says, from these shkalim, are my shkalim. So then everybody agrees that it's not all hektish because obviously he didn't mean all of it. We saw the last time of the Rambam in the Psulei Mekdashim that says it by all karbanas, the Kal Vachomer from Chatas. So then we had 2 days here on Yud Gimel Amud Beis. We had 2 days in the Gemara in the name of Rebbe Elazar. So this is all if you do it little by little. But what happens if you pick up a bunch of coins and you say, this is my shekel? So is that for sure everything is, relating to everything is hektish, even though it's more, you can't give more to the Masa Shakal, but everything is going to be Mosar, is going to go to hektish. Or do you say, for sure there, Mosar is not hektish. The Mosar is chulin, because he must have just meant whatever is for the Shakal, and whatever is not for the Shakal was not included. So that was 2 days in Reb Elazar. Reb Yosa, the name of Reb Elazar, said that the Mosar is Nadava, and Reb Bibi, B'shem Reb Elazar, says that the Mosar is chulin. So now we're up to Amar Reb Chizkiya, about the little more than halfway down, Yud Gimel Beis. Amar Reb Chizkiya Masdisa Messiah L'Reb Bibi. We're going to prove from our Mishnah, we're going to think that it's like Reb Bibi, meaning the second approach, that if I pick up a bunch and I say it's for my shekel, then the extra is going to be chulin. Titzan, because the Mishnah says, Amar, the last part of our Mishnah, this quoted the sheet of Rabbi Shimon. Amar Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon said, Ma bein shkalim l'chatas. Rabbi Shimon says, there's a difference between shkalim and chatas, as we explained in the Mishnah. Ella, what's the difference? Shkalim yishlo hen kitzva, v'la chatas yin la kitzva. Shkalim has a set amount, and chatas doesn't. Remember the Mishnah said, Rabbi Yehuda said, oh, it doesn't have a set amount because it fluctuates over time, right? They went from darkonos to slime for tivim. So Rabbi Shimon said, no, it still has a set amount. Whatever one gives, that's the amount they want us to give. Hamar ham, radalo yamit, ha'asher lo yarbep. So it still has a set amount, but chatas, there's no set amount. However one wants to give for chatas, one can give. Rambam Isurim Mizbeach. Says the Gemara. So mana kayamen. So what's the case that Rabbi Shimon is referring to in the Mishnah that there is a schiluk between chatas and shkalim. And we assume the havamin is, as the mefarshim here explained, the havamin is that he's saying this, bein lebe shama, bein lebe silo. He's saying this according to everybody. Everybody agrees to this schiluk. Says the Gemara, ba'ane kayamin, im ba'omer sha'avi mehen shikli. So what's the case under discussion that there's a chiluk between shekel and chatas? Because in the following cases, there is no chiluk. If somebody says, I'm going to give from this money, I'm going to give my shekel, kalam, mother, shem, mozer, chulin. Everybody agrees that that's chulin. Right? So in those cases, there's no difference between shekel and chatas. Right? So what's the case on the discussion that Rabbi Shimon is talking about? So the Gemara says, well, maybe it's talking about this case. This case that there's a machlokas, Rabbi Bibi and Rabbi Yosa. Ela kainan kayamin ba'omer Elu. So maybe the case that's under discussion, the Rabbi Shimon makes a chiluk, is where he says Elu, where he grabs a bunch and says, Elu, these are for Shekel. And what does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says that is, by Shekel, it is Mosar, is Chulin. So isn't that a raya to Rabibi, the second shot, right? In the case of Elu, Shkalim, Ma'adesh, Ketzvasim, and Atorah, Mosar, and Chulin. Shkalim, because it has a set amount, the Mosar is Chulin. Chatas, Ma'adesh, Ketzvasim, and Atorah, Mosar, and Nadava. Right? So isn't that a riot or a Bibi? Because Reb Shimon, again, must be talking about the case that he picked up a bunch and said, this is for Shekel, this is for Chatas. And we say that the Shekel of the Mosar is going to be Chulin according to, everybody. So Gemara says, who says that's the case of the Mishnah? Ma avid le Reb Yosef b'shem Reb Elazar. What would Reb Yosef b'shem Reb Elazar do? Meaning the first opinion of the Gemara. Who would he? Pater lab in Machanes Protor. Reb Beis Hillel. he would say that no, Rabbi Shimon is going on the case of little by little, and that's the machloka b'shamay b'sil, and he's explaining b'sil shita, that if you go little by little, and, you know, throughout the year, you fill up your cup, and it ends up having more, that's where Beis Hillel says the extra is going to be chulin, because he didn't mean it. While by chatas, the extra is going to be hektish, because there is no set shear for chatas. So that's not, don't tell him that the whole assumption was, oh, must that not be this case? The answer is no. Right? Whenever, as we have this on every page in Shas, Bavli and Yerushalmi, whenever you try to bring a raya from a Mishnah, and you say, isn't it this case? We say, no, it's this case. It doesn't mean that it's mukhrach either way. Right? It means that it could be this case, it could be that case. Either way, you can't bring a raya from the Mishnah or the Braisa, because, you know, it could be that this is the case, and therefore, you don't have a raya. A raya has to be foolproof. A raya has to be, this is the only way to understand this source, and if that's the case, so then it's, then there would be a raya to one shita. But here, there's no raya, it doesn't have to be, that way. One more line. Here says the Gemara of Ataninan, do we have a raya from the next Mishnah? On the Amid Beis here, Vatanina Moser Shkalim Chulin, right? In the case where the Mishnah says that leftover shekel funds are chulin, isn't that also talking about a case where you picked up it all at once and you have leftovers and it's chulin? Again, a riot or a bibi? Mariah says no. Pasul Abin Machadis Protro Beis Hillel. Same thing. It could be like Beis Hillel where you picked it up little by little and therefore there's no raya. Okay, we skip that here. So Eifa line, Mefarshim take that out, and we'll go to Hamafrish Shikla. But one, Hara, we said we know Chatas is, there is no shear for Chatas here. The Gemara says, Ein la kitzva. Basically every other carbon that we have, it's up to you how big, how small. Some carbonas have different types of animals that you could choose from. Right, there's choices. The Rambam does say, if you remember, we like to quote this Rambam, the last Rambam in Hilchas Yisurim Mizbeach, the Rambam says, you're right, that you have a choice in a lot of things, but you should try to bring the best that you can. Try to bring the best that you can. The most beautiful, the biggest and the best. Right? The Rambam does not quote the principle of Hiddur Mitzvah. Right? That's a mystery. Why the Rambam doesn't quote Hiddur Mitzvah. It's a Beferish Gemara in Shabbos, discussed in Masechah Sukkah also. The Rambam does not quote the principle of, right, that the Hisnoa Lefana B'mitzvahs, Sukkah of Lulav Noah, that whole Gemara. But the Rambam does quote a similar concept here. The last halacha in Hilchos Yisurim Mizbeach, right? That parak is all about from Mishnayos and Maseches Menachos about if you're going to bring flour, where's the best wheat from, and where's the best wine from, and where's the best oil from? Right? The Mishnayos and Menachos list off where you can get the best ones from. So the last halacha, the Rambam says, Umeyachar, but that's only lechatchila. You could bring really any. Umeyachar shakulan kshiran lemenachos lama nimnu. Right? If you could bring all flour from Menachos, why did it say this is the best flour and this is the second best flour and this is how you grind it and this, why do you have all the different levels? If you could use anything, could they lay da yafe, shein lamala heimenu, to know what's the best, vahashave, vihapachos, to know what's the best, what's the medium and what's the least, shaharotze lezakos atzmo. Because if you really want to get merit, and that's what we're doing when we get karbanos, we want to get merit. Yakuf yitzro hara. V'yarchiv yado, v'yavi karbano min ha'yafe ha'meshubach b'yoser sheba'oso amin sheyavi mimenu. And you get over your Yitzhara and give the best. Widen your hand and give karbanos from the yafe ha'meshubach, from that type. Harinemar batorah. And who do you learn this from? Hevel. Right? V'anemar batorah. V'hevel hevi gamhu mi b'choros tsono u'meichel vehen. He brought from the firsts of his sheep and from their fattest, Michal Vehen. Hashem was very happy about that. Even though Cain was the one that came up with the idea of a carbon, right? He was the one that came first, but he just gave from some stuff that he had, but Hevel gave from the best. V'hu adin l'chol davar, and here he expands. It's not just by carbon, says the Rambam. Anything you give to God, give the best. V'hu adin l'chol davar shehu l'shem hakel hatov, sheyeh min hanoe hatov. Right, everything that you give to the good God, Hakel Atov, Shei Minanoev Atov, Imbana Beis Tfila, Yehi Noem Beis Yeshivaso. Your shul is supposed to be more beautiful and better and more significant than your house. Heachil Raev Yaachil Min Hatov VaHamatok SheBeShulchano. Somebody is needy, you give them food. Don't give them the scraps. Go give them the stuff that you're going to throw out. Give him good stuff. Hatok SheBeShulchano. Kisei arum, giving somebody clothes. Yichasim in a yafesh b'ksuso. Hiktish davar yaktish bin a yafesh b'nachasav. V'cheinu omer kol chelev l'ashem. Right, that's the kol chelev. That's the beautiful Rambam in the end of Vilchus Yisurei. This is where the Rambam, I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, the Radvaz. I got some comments about this Radvaz. That's where the Radvaz comments on the Rambam that it's, you can't fathom his genius. Right? That's what this last Radvaz in, Isurim Mizbeach. The Rambam, you look back about, this is a new Rambam creation, Hilchas Isurim Mizbeach. Right? Where did that come from? The Rambam gathered from all over Zvachim and Menachis and put it together. So the, I guess this is where the Radvaz just like stood back for a second and said, whoa, recognize the godless here. He says, V'sider Hilchosav More, Seder Hilchosav More, he goes through every perek. What? Every perek in this, Hilchos were about. And then he says, V'sider Hilchosav More al Rochav Sichlo, V'rov Zachiraso, V'tov Hakafaso. Right, the rochav, the breadth of his intellect, the quantity of his memory, and the ability of his viewpoint, of his hekif, his bekiyus, b'chol divrei arishonim ad shakshani choshev belibi be'ezed derech hayemod marid. I start shaking, says the Radvaz. Ki ani ro'eh perek echon mechubar mikama mesachtas. One perek he took from all over. You can't imagine, this is the Radvaz. The Radvaz was no slouch, right? The Radvaz was, one of the Rebbeim of the Arizal, they say. Like, he learned that was the door. The Radvaz was the door of Rabbi Yosef Cairo, and he was in Egypt, and the Arizal went from there to Tzfat. He was only in Tzfat for two plus years. But he says that, it's Mechuber, V'kar hifligo harishonim odavar me'inze. Aval gamani aid mipi ri'ya. Uma matku dvarav v'sidur prakav. Right? How beautiful are his words and his organization. Says the Radvaz. Sidur Prakov. Okay. So this is, the Chatos. Why are we bringing this here? Because the Chatos says the Gemara ain't lo kitzvah. Chatos no kitzvah. So even if it's a carbon that you have to bring, no, you have a choice of how big of, how fat, what kind of animal. Remember, the Chatos is eaten by Kohanim. So you're giving, you're not just burning it. Only Ola. Right? Only Ola is all burned on the Mizbeach. All other carbonos are eaten. And the only thing that's burned are the fats, which usually people don't eat anyway. So you burn it instead of just throwing it out. But the all other carbonos are eaten by the Kohanim, by the Bailam. So one could bring a carbon and eat it, Bikdusha Uvatar. And remember, there's a mitzvah zaseh for the Kohanim to eat the carbonos. Mitzvah zaseh, at least the kachay kachim, kachay kalim is nigrar. There's a Rashi in Psachim that says maybe even the Bailam eating the carbonos, the kachay kalim that they're allowed to eat, also is part of the mitzvah. Okay, we continue now. Says the Gemara, Hamafrish, see where we are, Hamafrish, Shiklo, because we skipped the next two lines about Asir Soifa. Hamafrish, Shiklo, Vesavar, Shu, Chayef. Amafrish, my shekel, I sent it, and then, you know, it was a senior moment. I gave it last week, I forgot. Right, so I gave a second shekel by mistake. So Hamafrish, Shiklo, Vesavar, Shu, Chayef, and Nimsa, She'eno, Chayef, right, he forgot. So the halach is Lokidesh. Okay, this is following the Shita Beis Hillel. It's hektish tois, so the second shekel is not kadosh. I thought I had to give it. I didn't have to give it. But hamafresh shnayim v'savar shuhu chayiv. What if I was mafresh two shekelim? Why? I think I owe from last year. I don't think I gave last year, so I gave two shekel, and it ended up to know that I gave last year, and I only was chayiv one. So hamafresh shnayim v'savar shuhu chayiv shnayim v'nifzei shuhu chayiv la'achad. Also asheni ma'ad avid lei. So is that the same thing? Is that the same thing as going from 0 to 1? 0 to 1 is not kadosh. But from 1 to 2, well, 1 is already kadosh. So do I say, well, the second one that goes through goes with it, because it's an act of hakdasha that wasn't totally mistaken. So maybe once that act of hakdasha, you know, I would throw it all in. Look at the Mara folder. This is good. We haven't done too much Mara folder. But if you look in the Mara folder here on the side, lo kitchu klau. That's not kadosh at all. Zepshita lahu, that's known. Elahami boy lahu. This is the question. Hechi the mahifresh de shkalim mipneishes savar shachayv shtayim. V'nimsa shachayv ala achas osu asheni mati avad alei. What do you say there? Mishum dezed dome. Right. This is similar to the case that we're about to bring about mafresh de chatos. That if you're mafresh two chatos, one of them is going to be roe. One of them is going to be a nedava. So achanami. Maybe it should be a nedava. What's extra? Because the act itself is an act of hakdasha. And maybe it should just expand. Or do I say no? Or do I say, no, this is also a mistake. And therefore, it shouldn't be kadosh at all. So what do you say? So the Gemara says, Nishme'ina min hadav. Let's try to learn it from the following. We skip the next 8 words. Hifrish chataso savar shu chayiv by achatos. What we just said the case by shekel. So we bring a brisa to say, well, maybe it's parallel to chatos. Hifrish chataso savar shu chayiv. I thought I'm chayiv a carbon chatos. V'nipsa shu chayiv. And I made a mistake. I was not chayiv. Lo kitsha. So the chatos is not kodesh, right? Just like the shekel is not kodesh. Hifrish shtayim v'savar shu chayiv shtayim. If I was mafrish 2 carbonos chatos, I think I'm chayiv 2. V'nipsa shu chayiv al achas. And I'm only chayiv 1. Osa shnia ma davilei. Right, what do you do with the second one? Ella ro'eh. The second one is kadosh, and you have to let it graze until it gets a mum, and then redeem it, and then bring a carbon with its extra. So achanami ela nedava. So to here, these should be for nedava. So maybe you should say there's a difference between 0 to 1 and 1 to 2. 0 to 1 is not a maisak dasha at all, and therefore it's not kadosh. But if it's a 1 to 2, it is. Meaning, shall we compare Chatas and Shekel? That's what we're asking. Well, the question was about Shekel. We bring a raya from Chatas. The Gemara answers, Hey Chata Omer Elu! Right? How do you say this? Meaning, what does that mean? It means, the Mefarshim explained, our Mishnah was Machali between Chatas and Shekel. Meaning, who says they have similar cases, right? One is Kitzvah, one is Ein Kitzvah. So maybe there are different rules for Chatas and Shekel. Just because you find a brisa about Moser Chatas doesn't mean that would be the same thing as Moser Shekel or Ta'us by Chatas and Ta'us by Hektish, and therefore don't compare the two. Good. And then we take out the next words and we go to Shekish She'olu. One interesting machlokas, Rambam Ravid, about Ta'us and remembering and, oh, I forgot, I thought I did it already, but I didn't do it already, but I did. What happens? This happens once in a while. Right? You're davening, usually, let's say you're davening mincha. I don't think it would happen by shacharis. You're davening mincha, and then you realize that, oh, today, I went to the early minyan. I went, sometimes if we daven, like when we don't usually daven, and then we go to the regular, like, oh, what happens if you're in the middle of mincha and you realize you davened already? You davened already, so what do you do? What do you do? So, the Gemara has a shita, Reb Yochanan, halavai, shi's palakolem kula. We're not paskin that way. You have to stop. You have to stop. Stop in the middle, right? Because we don't do Tfilas Nedavas today. The Rambam says, you stop in the middle by Shachris and by Mincha, but not by Ma'ariv. By Ma'ariv, you could keep going, the Rambam says. Mishay Omei B'Tfila V'Nizkar Shekvaris Palel Perek Yudal HaChavav Posek V'Afilu B'Emsa Bracha. You stop in the middle of the Bracha. Middle of the Bracha, right? Not like, you know, you're started the weekday Shemona Esrei on Shabbos, where you know the Halacha is you finish the Bracha. Because that's, the Gemara says, it's appropriate to say the whole Shemona Esrei on Shabbos. It's just that Tircha D'Tzibura, Chazal didn't make us say the whole 18, 19 brachas. But if you started saying a bracha, you finish it. That's all inappropriate. But here, you davened already. So Rambam says, you stop in the middle. V'maisa tfilas arvis, eino posek. But if it's Meir, you don't stop. Why? Shelo is palo osa mitchila, ela al das she'eina chova. Because tfilas arvis rishus, as we know. Right? Because you didn't start davening in mind, except with das, that it's not a chova. Right? So that's, the Rambam says, you can keep going. Says the Ravid, 4 words. Ein kan nachas ruach. I have no nachas from this Rambam. Right? I have no, doesn't sit well with me. And you never know what the Ravid is bothered by. Right? So is the Ravid bothered by the Iker Hadid? So Reb Chaim explains, the Kesef Mishnah, the Kesef Mishnah says, he thinks, Kiblo like a chova. Right? So how can you say, the Rambam says, Otsur Roshus? But we know the Rishonim say, Kiblo like a chova, we daven Ma'ariv as if it's a chova today. Right? So what are you talking about? So there's no difference between Ma'ariv and the other tefillas. Right? So you're telling me, oh, you davened al das, you started davening, you think you're davening a chova. And then usually if you're davening a chova, then if you realize in the middle they davened already, now it's say nedava. So those two can't combine. You can't combine half tefillas chova, half tefillas nedava. You have to stop in the middle. But that's what the Ravid says. The Ravid says, Ma'ariv nowadays is chova. So kibbul kachova. So you have to stop. Ma'ariv is no different than the other tefillas. What do you see from the Rambam? The Rambam must say, it's a machloka, says Reb Chaim, about what kibbul like kachova means. Right? According to the Ravid, kibbul like kachova means that we change the essence and the heftsa. And now the chefsa shel tefilas ma'ariv is just like the chefsa shel tefilas shacharis and the chefsa shel all the other and mincha. And therefore, if you remembered you daven, you can't combine a daven and chova. What's the chiddush of the Rambam? Kibla leka chova is just about the chova's gavra. I didn't change ma'ariv. You can't change ma'ariv. Right? Ma'ariv b'chefsa is tefilas ma'ariv reshus. And there are other Rambams about this, that you, the Rambam, and the Gaonim, right, take a very serious view of Tfilas Arvus Rishus. Ma'ariv inherently is different. It's different. Mitzad Chovas Gavra, we accept it to David it as if it's an obligation. But inherently, it's a Tfilas Rishus. Memela, if you're in the middle, don't stop, because Nadav and Rishus could combine. They could combine. That's the Reb Chaim. Well, that's a Rambam. Tzorach Lomar. Tehada Chova v'Nedava lo mitztarfi hu mishum dehin chalukin be'etzem achefsa shal tefila. Tezu tefilas Chova v'zvilas v'zadava. V'arvis din reshus v'Nedava alei. Tehada kavu ala Chova pirusho shekavu Chova al atzman lehispalel tefilas reshus v'Nedava. Avala tefila eina rak reshus v'Nedava. And that's where the Rambam paskins what he does. If you look throughout, we've had a shiur about this years ago. If you look throughout the Rambam, and the Gaonim, they call nafgaminas, because Ma'ariv is Tfilas Arvus Rishus, therefore there are nafgaminas. If you look in Bali Tosfos minimize very much what Tfilas Arvus Rishus means. Remember the beginning of Tfilas HaShachar? Tfilas Arvus Rishus, right, the Tosfos even asks, why is there Tashlumin for Ma'ariv? Right, if you missed the Ma'ariv, you dive in two Shachrises. Why? It's Tfilas Arvus Rishus, the whole thing is a Rishus anyway. Right, so what do you have to daven two shachrises for? Tosfos says, chas v'shalom. It doesn't mean rishus. It just means that if you're up against another mitzvah, you can do the other mitzvah, not the ma'ariv. But if not rishus, right, Tosfos minimizes very much what tefilas ma'ariv rishus means. But the Rambam and the Gaonim quote nafkaminas. The Rambam says there's no chazaras hashatz by ma'ariv because of tefilas ma'ariv rishus. The Rambam quotes, Ein medaktikin bizmana. I mean, the Lechem Mishnah quotes this based on the Rambam. And that's why you have the Tarkta Desasri answer about Mincha and Ma'ariv. Tfilas Arvus Rishus, so you're not so as makbid bizmana. I think, if I remember, the Torah quotes Gaonim that say, on Friday night, let's say I said the weekday Shemona Esrei by mistake. I messed up, so I have to daven again. I didn't mention Shabbos at all. You could just listen to Magen Avos Bidvaro, and what the Chazan says, in Biyotze, because it's Tfilas Arvus Rishus. So you see, there are nafgaminas to Tfilas Arvus Rishus that don't apply to the other Tfilas. Bali Tosfos might not ever say that. Gaonim, again, quote these nafgaminas. There's one about, Tosfos quotes the Gaonim, Rav Amram Gaon, beginning of Brachas, about Baruch Hashem Olam, about substituting because it's Tfilas Arvus Rishus. But the Rambam really, so the Kawhi, because the Rambam holds Be'ikaron Bechefza. It's a different tefillah, and that's why it is, it's combinable with a tefillah sadava, right? So that's if you don't remember that you did it, then you did it, right? That's like this discussion here. You don't remember, you gave the shekel, but you did give the shekel. Okay, let's continue. Third to last line. Shekshali, so I'm gonna go, la, what the Mishnah say. The Mishnah quoted Rabbi Yehuda, argued Rabbi Shimon. What do you mean it's kitzvah? Right, it fluctuated over time. Shekshali, so I'm gonna go, la, yishoklin darkonos. When they first came up from the Bavel, they gave darkonos. What are darkonos? Dinarin, right? Those are the biggest and the most expensive. Chazur lishko slaim, then they halved it. They gave slaim. Kishmuan. Shmuan is like a sella. Well, we always think a sella is. Two shekel. Chazur lishko tivin, right? Which is the original, right? The level. And you can give maxis of that. Palgi silin. Bikshu lishko dinarin karton. They wanted to give even less than that. And then we said, no. You can't go less than the value that it was in the days of the Mishkan, v'lo kiblu alei, and they did not accept that. Min adah, why didn't they accept it? Because the pasuk says, v'lo pasuk v'ha'emanu aleinu mitzvos laseis aleinu. Right? They accepted a rule upon themselves. The pasuk continues, laseis aleinu shlishes a shekel b'shana la'avodes beis elokeinu. We accepted a certain standard. So what was that acceptance? We assume it was the value that was, it's not going to go less than this value. They accepted a certain amount. That's what the Tiklan Chadatin says. Al karchach, shahi rotzim lahavi machsis mehamadbeha yotza afshi pchusami machsis shekel daraisa. And they said no. They said no, that you can't accept. Once we have this pasuk, we're going to have a couple of other related Mamar Chazal about this. It says Shlishis. So Reb Chilkiya b'shem Reb Acha mikan shetzorach adam l'shalei shiklo shlosha b'mashana. You should spread out your, not your shekel. Your shekel only give once. So before I explain this, talking about tzedakah. You should spread out your tzedakah. Don't give your tzedakah at one time. Right? One time. Don't give your tzedakah at one time. Spread it out. Spread it out. I don't remember if the Rambam quotes this. The Rambam, if you remember the Pirush Mishnayos and Pirkei Avos, on the Mishnah of Hakol Lefi Rov HaMa'aseh. On that Mishnah, the Rambam says, what does that mean? The Rambam says, it's better to give 1,000 aniyim, 1 shekel each, than 1 ani, 1,000 shekel. Why? Because, I mean, mitzad the ani, he might not be too happy about that. Why? Because you, the giver, are affected more by 1,000 givings than 1 giving. And therefore, hakol if he rov amasa. Like the Sefer Chinuch says, achrei pulos emshachos alavavos. But this is what the Gemara is expressing, right? That spread out the tzedakah. Spread out the tzedakah. There's an interesting, the Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeh, Reish Mem Zayin, it's one whole simin, it's the tour. I mean, we usually call it the Shulchan Aruch, but the tour, a whole simin on Godel Schar Hatzdaka. About Schar Hatzdaka. It's a whole simin in Shulchan Aruch, on Musar. Right, and about the import. Mitzvah zeh l'tein tzedaka, and la olam ein adam ma'ani min tzedaka, v'lo davar ra, v'lo hezek misgalgal al yado, k'lom rachim al aniyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu merachim alav, tzedaka docha gzeiros kashus, tzedaka tatzim imaves, a whole simon, all about the Mamar Chazal about tzedaka. So he's spread it out. Mikan, from this pasuk also teaches me, Sheim atrichan al atzibur, I skipped a line. We'll go back for a second. No, I didn't. Mikan sheim atrichan al atzibur, yosem mishlosha pavim bashana. The Gabbai shouldn't ask from the tzibur more than 3 times. It says shlishis. Shlishis, 3 times a year, no more. I guess those are the appeals by yiskers, right? The 3 times. I guess, I don't know if there's two appeals in Tishrei, but 3 times. Amar Rabbi Avin, mikan l'shalosh se'im, mikan l'shalosh kupas, mikan l'shalosh hafrashas. We'll learn later on exactly the, process of the hafrasha from the trumos. You use 3 kupos, 3 hafrashas, so it's all merumas in here. Shlishis is like 3 threes. Ksiv, ze yitnu kala over ala pekudim begomer. So once we're talking about shekel, a couple of other mamari chazal about the maxis. Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Nechem, yechad amar, lefisha chatu b'maxis hayom, since, if you do the math elsewhere, the egel took place midday yitnu maxis shekel. So you give mid shekel. Right? Somehow the shekel was a, kapara. The charana amar lefisha chatu b'shei shows yidnu machzor shekel davishisha garmisin, because it was right midday is in the 6th hour, so you give machzor shekel, which is 6 of a certain type of coin. Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Nechemia, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, lefisha avru al aseres hadibros, because they violated aseres hadibros, yeinose kol echad ve'echad asara geira. Right, aseres geira. What did they violate aseres hadibros? The egel violated los achmod. Right, what do you mean they violated Aseres HaDibros? So if you look in the Pnei Moshe, Shekshav, second wide line, Shekshavru al Dibra Anochi Hashem Alokecha, Rosh HaDibros, Hari Avru al Kulan HaShayachim Acharav. You violate the first one, although other ones are Nigrar. Meaning everything flows from Anochi Hashem Alokecha. Right? Maybe this is even a remez, not a raya, it's a remez to the Bahag. Remember the Bahag? The Bahag does not count Anochi Hashem Alokecha as a mitzvah. And the Ramban, jumps on the Bahag. That's not a mitzvah. If Anochi Hashem Elokecha is a mitzvah, then what is a mitzvah? Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Emunah Hashem. And the Ramban says, I agree with the Rambam. It should be a mitzvah. But you can't leave the Bahag out, you know, high and dry. So the Bahag says, Anochi is a prerequisite. It's the foundation of all mitzvahs. It's not a mitzvah itself. It would be minimizing it, right? What? You have to put on tefillin, you have to believe in God. Believe in God is just one of the mitzvahs? No, the Bahag says. That's the basis of everything. Mitzvahs don't make sense without a mitzvah. So everything flows from the first dibur. The first dibur, but it's not a mitzvah. So maybe that's like what this Pnei Moshe is saying. It's like, if you violate Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Cheta Egel, then you violate all the Aseres HaDibros. Violate all the others. I think Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, Cheta Egel, Shehuzeru Bo Ba Aseres HaDibros. It means within the Aseres HaDibros is the violation of the egel. Okay, there's a lot we could spend the rest of the time on Aseres HaDibros, but let's just try to finish up. Once we're talking about parallels to chiyuve Torah relating to events that took place, since the brothers sold Yosef, the firstborn of Rachel, for 20 kesef, ye kol echad ve'echad, podes b'no, b'choro, b'esrim kesef. So the 5 slime with 20 kesef, that's why Pidyon HaBen, That's the value, right? The pigeon of Ben is connected to not only the firstborn Makas Bechoros, but this Chazal, the Meshech Chachma has a piece about this, this Chazal, that it's also connected to Mechiras Yosef. Pigeon of Ben is connected to Mechiras Yosef. Rabbi Pinchas b'shem Rabbi Levi, l'fisha machru b'charesh al Rachel b'esrim kasef, v'nafal kol echad v'echad mehem taba. Each one of them got a certain portion, a taba, it's the 2 dinar, which is a half a selah, because Binyamin wasn't with them, l'fichach yei kol echad v'echad nosin shiklo taba. Okay, working out different chiyuvim of the Torah that are parallel. There's a lot in the Aseres HaDibros, there's a lot of Pidgin HaBen, and there's no Yerushalmi on Maseches Bechoros, so we'll have to come back to this at another point, Avad Hashem, through our travels of Yerushalmi. Okay, we'll stop here.